In focus today, women in combat. A growing number of American women are joining the U.S. Armed Forces to serve an even wider array of duties. In the past decade, they've eroded one of the last remaining barriers in the military by entering the combat zone. Zlata Tahoke reports there is strong support for women in this role, but there is also resistance.
The capture and rescue of Private Jessica Lynch in the earlier stages of the Iraq War and subsequent involvement of Private Lindy England in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal brought the world's attention to American women in the military. Chris Hansen, professor of journalism at the University of Maryland, says the media coverage of the women in service is usually unfair.
Women in the military were classically deemed to be either too vulnerable and too weak, or somehow strange and aberrant.
Professor Hansen says too much focus on sex scandals, rape, and other difficulties gives the impression that women hinder rather than contribute to the success of the armed forces. He says such reports feed the stereotypes which slow the progress of service women. Yet American military women have come a long way since World War II, when 150,000 joined the Women's Army Corps. These were the first to serve in the U.S. Army in posts other than nurses. Today, women make up 15% of the armed forces, says Chris Hansen, and can serve in most areas.
When the draft ended in the early 70s, the military needed person power, and they went out and started to recruit women, and they opened up a lot of jobs to women that earlier had been closed to them in the military. So women ended up by now doing all kinds of specializations, and many of them combat related, although they're still kept out of infantry, tanks, artillery.
Until the Iraq War, scant public attention was paid to this progress, but the close-up television coverage of Iraq battlefields has drawn attention to the number of women soldiers. Roughly one in seven Americans serving in Iraq is female. Close to 30 have died, most in combat. Elaine Donnelly is president of the Center for Military Readiness, an independent public policy organization specializing in military issues.
We have never seen so many female soldiers. We know that many of them are married, they're mothers, some of them are single mothers, great numbers of them. And we are sending them to fight our wars in a way that is unprecedented, not just in American history, but in history around the world.
Ms. Donnelly says many Americans are understandably upset to see women so close to enemy lines. She notes that a specially appointed presidential commission examined the issue of women serving in close combat in 1992 and found that their presence may indeed hinder rather than improve troops' readiness.
Every test that's ever been done in Britain, as well as the United States, and in Israel, it's been found that the physical differences really do put women at a disadvantage, and it is unwise to have them, therefore, in land combat units.
Elaine Donnelly, who was a member of the Presidential Commission, says the case for women in combat is based on the concept of equal opportunity, which is an important American value, but not applicable to the armed forces.
I can summarize a huge body of information by saying this simply. Female soldiers do not have an equal opportunity to survive or to help fellow soldiers survive in a combat environment.
Still, some countries, including the Netherlands, Canada, and Denmark, have lifted all restrictions on women serving in the military. Chris Hansen says a similar trend will continue in the United States Armed Forces.
The controversies now are what other types of jobs they'll be allowed to have. Will women be allowed to become artillery, which requires less strength than being in the infantry, physical strength? Will they be allowed to be in tanks, which in theory could be operated with someone with less physical strength, just as an airplane can? And I think special forces and infantry are going to be the toughest nuts to crack, and they might never be cracked.
But as Elaine Donnelly points out, countries that have removed all restrictions on women in service have not engaged in combat substantially since World War II. The United States has.
We are a nation that has taken on the bad guys. Careers are important, but when there's a conflict with the needs of the military, then military necessity should come first.
When national security is at stake, most Americans would agree that the need to maintain a strong military must take precedence over concerns about equal opportunity. Some believe that one does not exclude the other. Citing historic examples from Joan of Arc to modern-day women veterans. The argument will no doubt continue as long as there is a need for an armed service. For Focus, I'm Zlatica Hoke.